Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
At IHM VCU, we've always been here for you. You are and always will be our top priority. We care about your financial health, and we are here. IHM VCU is a proud supporter of WQPT.
The future, that's where our minds are at Western Illinois University Quad Cities. We are innovators, searching for something new outside of the textbooks. Dog-loving, leadership-driven, world-changing. Whether you choose to study on campus or online, your future is designed on your terms. Start your future at wiu.edu/QC.
Public Affairs programming on WQPT is brought to you by the Singh Group at Merrill, serving the wealth management needs of clients in the region for over 35 years.
The Democrats are ready to kick off their convention in Chicago, and it's not the same convention we expected even a month ago. What to expect in the Windy City in this edition of The Cities? It was supposed to follow a script. An incumbent president glides through the caucus and primary season and then handily wins the party's nomination. But for Democrats, a funny thing happened on the way to Chicago. President Joe Biden's decision to step aside, endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris, who quickly coalesced her party to stand behind her, has created a dizzying 5 weeks of political drama the likes the nation has never seen before. As Democrats get ready to gather, we talked with the head of the Iowa Democratic Party, Rita Hart. So much news when it comes to the Democratic Party over just the last 2-3 weeks. And let's start with one of the latest, and that is the selection of Tim Walz as vice president. What's your initial reaction? I'm assuming as a Midwesterner, you really do appreciate this selection.
Yeah, I'm absolutely tickled to have a Midwesterner as our nominee for vice president. And I got to know Tim Walz a little bit. I spent some time with him last summer at the state fair. He came down for another event. And so I've gotten to know him a little bit. And I would tell you that he's just a great choice for vice president nominee. He's so genuine. And I think that's what's exciting, I think, in general, is that he is the real deal, you know, as far as him as a public servant. That's his heart. That's who he is. You know, he's a teacher, you know, so we have a bit in common that way. And he just is, he really wants to make the world a better place. And so that's quite a contrast, I think, with some politicians who may look more polished and may have a particular resume that people are used to for a politician. But to have a genuine, honest, Midwestern kind of former coach and teacher be in this position, rise to this level in politics is truly encouraging. And I think it just bodes well for the country in general that this is a guy who's going to have the right values. He's going to fight for the right principles. He's really got the best interest of ordinary Iowans and ordinary Americans at heart, and he's going to work really hard for the American people.
He is seen as a progressive Minnesota governor, and Kamala Harris could be seen as a progressive as well. Is that going to leave out some Democratic voters?
You know, I think, again, this is why he's such a good choice, that he is a common sense, let's do what's right for the average person, right? And so even though, you know, you probably have some things that you can pick at as far as his past record, you cannot argue with the fact that he is somebody who is looking for a practical solution, a common sense kind of approach to any problem that arises. and he's always got the working people of this of his state and now of this country in mind as he fights for the principles and the values that he holds.
This is very interesting Democratic ticket that really didn't face a primary or a caucus. I mean, does that bother you at all as a longtime, you know, political operative, a longtime politician, and an active member of the Democratic Party?
You know, these really are unusual times. But what I am encouraged by is the response from ordinary Iowans, right? You know, I spent a lot of time going around the state. I spent a lot of time talking to Democrats on the phone. We've got a national delegate group that's going out to Chicago here in a couple weeks. And I was very pleased that they were so quick to embrace this process. It's unusual. I would say it's historic. It's probably never going to happen this way again. But the way it came about is very, I think, reflective of how Democrats feel, that this is a good move, that they're pleased that we have had the presidency and vice presidency that we've had over the last 4 years, that they're very grateful for the administration and their gains that they have made, but they appreciate the fact that Biden made this decision, and they know that he would not have made it had he not realized that this is the best thing for him personally and for the country at large. And so people are very excited about this. They're very much on board, and we're excited about the next 90 days as we get Kamala Harris and Tim Walz elected.
You do know that getting Democrats organized is sometimes like herding cats, and that you see that this duo of Harris and Walz has coalesced with so much support. Does that even surprise you?
Yeah, you know, I was really worried about this, that if this transpired, that we would have some kind of chaotic kind of approach here, but quite the opposite. And that too is, you know, really makes us very positive and have a great outlook for November. It just tells us that these are two quality candidates. This is a process that Democrats have embraced, and we're going to work as hard as we can to get these two people elected.
Well, as you know, the convention is coming up in Chicago. You will be there, of course. Usually a convention is a time that you build up some suspense. And one of the big, you know, things of suspense is, of course, naming your vice president sometimes. Tell me, is there a reason why people should watch the convention? Because we already know everything.
Oh, I don't know. I think that this is, I don't think the vast majority of people know either one of these candidates all that well. I mean, she's the vice president. We know what her role has been. We know her history, her background. We know how hard she has worked to get to the place where she is now. But this is different to be stepping into the presidency. She's going to show to us exactly what her leadership is going to look like and what her priorities are going to be. And the same thing with Tim Walz. You know, I think some people know him. I think some people here in Iowa have gotten to know him. But as a whole, I think that the nation needs an introduction to this great man who is going to be a great vice president. So I'm looking forward to the convention. And so are, I would tell you, this delegation that we're taking to Chicago. Very excited. They know that this is going to be a historic opportunity. And, you know, we're looking forward to paying some tribute to a great president. You know, Joe Biden is going to have an opportunity now to show us what he's going to be like from now till November. And we have so much to be grateful for. And so this is an opportunity to celebrate that with a tribute to him. And the excitement of what this new duo is going to look like to us going forward.
You say we have a lot to be grateful for, but you know that domestically the economy is still going to be a major issue. James Carville, of course, I won't quote him directly, but it's always the economy when it comes to national elections and pocketbook issues. We're still seeing, you know, troubling signs with the latest employment report, also fears of a recession. The R word is being discussed once again. I mean, there's some real fears out there still that people believe the Democratic Party has not met.
Well, I don't think that there is any doubt that this administration, the Biden administration, has really delivered for the American people in so many ways. Of course, there's always upticks and downturns in the economy and things that are beyond any president's control. But you cannot deny that the Inflation Reduction Act, the Infrastructure Act, the CHIPS Act, there's so many things that this president has done that has moved this country forward. And so there's plenty to crow about. Again, it's not so much that we're looking at what's happened in the past, as we are excited about the fact that we've got leadership here that really has their priorities straight, that they value hardworking Americans who can trust that these people are going to work every day as hard as they can for the future of America.
We're also hearing more from the Republicans in regards to Kamala Harris's stance with Israel. Not often is foreign issues that big of a role in the election, but it seems to be for the Democratic Party with the Jewish vote. Do you fear a backlash because of some of the support for Palestinians or Gazans that's going to impact the November election?
Well, again, this is an issue that, of course, is very complicated and not an easy issue. You know, it's and again, as the chair of the Iowa Democratic Party, I don't get involved in foreign relation issues too much. But I would say again that this is an issue that the President Biden has been working on very carefully. It's an issue that is important to so many people, but it's tricky and it's complicated. And again, we have the faith that these two people, that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, are going to have the right values and the belief that they can make a difference in world politics. And nobody's expecting that that this is going to be something that's going to go away anytime soon, but they're going to work really hard and uphold American values as they do that.
Do you feel the Democratic Party, though, is losing some of the Jewish support? Not that like one religion or one ethnic group definitely votes one way, of course, but is there a concern?
As the chair of the party, I don't hear that concern a lot. Yes, I think people in general are very concerned about this issue. People are looking for peace in the Mideast. But I do think that there are issues that are more front and center, right? And people are really looking to have some leadership that helps them to solve the problems that they deal with every day, you know, childcare, affordability and accessibility, the high price of groceries, the fact that that people are struggling to keep their jobs and that the things that like their rights being taken away. I think that's those kinds of issues are first and foremost. The fact that they don't want to go back to the fact that Trump is crowing about the fact that he helped to take away women's rights, we are looking at a situation where our children and our grandchildren, our daughters and our granddaughters have fewer rights than we did growing up, going through this process. That's troubling to people. And of course, education is important to folks. There's just so many issues that are important to people right now that I don't know that there's a lot of fears here. There's just a lot of hope that we can get to a better place.
Well, and you kind of brought up my next topic, and that is reproductive rights. Christina Bohannon is running, of course, against Marionette Miller Meeks in the 1st Congressional District. And one of the very first, if not the first, television commercial that I've seen from Bohannon has to do with reproductive rights. Is that going to be a major issue for Iowa Democrats in this campaign?
I think it's a major issue for Iowans, right? I mean, not only is this a, this is just a unusual situation where our rights have been taken away, that we've had 50 years of a law that that now has been flipped. And here in Iowa, we've got this 6-week abortion ban that just went into effect. That's truly going to affect women's lives. And it already has, you know, because of bans like this, Iowa finds itself in a situation where we don't have enough OBGYNs across the state to provide good quality care. And so women of all ages and all stripes are going to be affected by that. Our infant mortality rate has gone up. Our maternal mortality rate has gone up. Our cancer rates are high. These are things that are affected by the fact that we have an abortion ban that has discouraged OBGYNs from remaining in the state or from attracting others to come. And so our health care itself is definitely on the ballot.
As you know, Iowa Democrats have really suffered a lot of losses. The entire congressional delegation is now Republican. Basically supermajorities in the House and the state Senate, Republican governor. How do you think the Harris-Walz ticket could impact down-ticket races? How do you think the people at the top of the ticket could impact the Iowa elections?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing right now is, you know, that there's an increase in optimism, and therefore we're getting more people to step up to volunteer. Our fundraising is going well. People are expressing more interest. And that's going to help us with the what we know we have to do better this time around is to get our Democratic vote back up. You know, we have not done a good job of getting Democrats to the polls. And so to have this increased interest, this optimism, this sense of excitement around the top of the ticket is going to help drive more people to the polls. And that's going to help our down ballot candidates. The other thing is that we have more people running for office this year than we have in several cycles. So we've got good quality candidates and plenty of them running for the House and for the Senate and for our county parties, county elections down the ballot. And so to have increased interest as Democrats, getting more Democrats to the polls is going to help us get more people elected.
Another bad sign for Democrats, though, is voter registration in Iowa. It used to be a 1/3 split almost perfectly between Republicans, Democrats, and independents. But Republicans have really surged in registration. Wouldn't that be a cause of concern?
Yeah, again, that's what we are working on. That's why it's really great to have an increased surge of optimism at the top of the ticket, because people have been discouraged. And I believe that there's been a lot of discouragement on both sides of the aisle. But this is an opportunity for us to get that excitement back, especially from certain factions of Democrats. You know, young people now have a more reason to be optimistic and get more involved. So that's what we're working on, is making sure we get this message out that this is a strong effort on the part of Democrats to prioritize women's reproductive rights, to prioritize public education and our taxpayer dollars going to public education rather than to private schools and private and families who can already afford to send their kids to private schools. And the ability of Democrats to say that we are the party that's working on climate change. We are the party that works hard for working families. We're the party that cares about minimum wage, that cares about making sure that families can have the kind of employment and the kind of pay that that helps them to sleep well at night. This is the party we are, and this is gives us new energy to make that case.
This may seem like a strange question, but you've been in the public spotlight for a long time, and you know passions are great on both sides of issues in politics right now. And of course, there was the assassination attempt against former President Trump, and there were reports, of course, that there are other assassination threats that have been increasing across America, some from foreign influences, some perhaps domestically. Does it concern you, first off, the temperature of the campaigns? And are there concerns for the safety of all candidates?
Absolutely. I mean, no one is happy about an assassination attempt, right? That is a very concerning thing. And it's reflective of the divisiveness that we have seen develop over the last several cycles. People are tired of that. I'm tired of that. And again, I guess that's one thing that I'm excited about myself personally with the Harris-Walz ticket, is that I watch those two talk about their priorities, their values. And as they're doing that, they have great joy because they know how to talk to folks and disagree with folks and not create animosity. We can be on the opposite side of issues and respect each other and get along, but we haven't been doing that well as a country over the last couple cycles, and that's got to change. You know, the country that we want to live in is a country where we can disagree, but we can work together and to find common ground. And that's how most people want to be. But we have found ourselves in this very divisive environment. And I think people are really tired of it. They're looking for leadership that'll lead us the way out of that. And that's what I see with Harris and Walz. I see two very dedicated people who know how to get this job done and know how to do it with joy.
And finally, and we just have a few moments left, Joe Biden stepping down. What does that say politically about Joe Biden's legacy?
Well, again, I think Joe Biden's legacy is going to be really positive in the history books. And I think, again, I mean, people have said this many times, but I think it's very true. His decision here to step aside was a selfless one. He did this because he thought it was the best thing to do for the country. And that's so honorable. And, you know, I think that that's why, again, I'm looking forward to the national convention. We have an opportunity to say to Joe, thank you. You're doing the right thing. We appreciate everything you've done. And now it's up to us. It's up to us to pick up the baton and lead us into a better future.
Our thanks to Iowa Democratic Party Chair Rita Hart. Lojo Russo has been busy with performances in the cities, including the ones in the Minnesota cities. She's set to play at the Bureau County Fair later this month, but we caught up with her when she played one of her originals at the Black Box Theater in Moline. That's where she took to the stage to play Undone.
I can just touch the sky with the tips of my fingers. I can just taste the morning with the tip of my tongue. I can just feel the warmth of your breath where it lingers. I can just hear my heartbeat and know I'm undone. By my way that I tremble, you're near. I can tell by the way that I act without reason. I can tell by my heartbeat, I know I'm undone.
Lojo Russo and Undone performed at the Black Box Theater in downtown Moline. She's set to perform at the Bureau County Fair on August 23rd. On the air, on the radio, on the web, on your mobile device, and streaming on your computer, thanks for taking some time to join us as we talk about the issues on the cities.
At IHM VCU, we've always been here for you. You are and always will be our top priority. We care about your financial health, and we are here. IHM VCU is a proud supporter of WQPT.
The future, that's where our minds are at Western Illinois University Quad Cities. We are innovators, searching for something new outside of the textbooks. Dog-loving, leadership-driven, world-changing. Whether you choose to study on campus or online, your future is designed on your terms. Start your future at wiu.edu/QC.
Public Affairs programming on WQPT is brought to you by the Singh Group at Merrill, serving the wealth management needs of clients in the region for over 35 years.